once again. Here he is, it's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are we this morning?
I'm very well, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Morning, Ashley.
Morning, Shay.
So, yeah,
how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Do you reckon you know? Good. Don't say, Shay, but do you reckon you know what I'm singing in the shower? Have you been tuned in this morning? Have you heard me singing this morning yet?
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
Oh, you think you know what?
Shall we give it a whirl then, John?
Yeah.
For everybody.
Okay, producer Shay, if you ask so nicely, I think we should, yeah? Let's do this. Okay, here we go. This is my shower singing.
Yeah. Ooh, nobody knows it. When I was down, I was your clown. Ooh, nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. Right from the start, I gave you my heart. Oh, I gave you my heart.
I mean, how do you rate my singing this morning?
1 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Shay?
10 out of 10.
Oh, Shay's been very diplomatic. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
I'm being 10 out of 10.
Are you being generous? It's Christmas.
Yeah, because it's Christmas, yeah.
Okay, we'll see if I'm still getting 10 out of 10 in January. Anyway, so you reckon you know. I might have a little chat with you later off air to find out if you do know.
If I hear the music, I would reckon that. I'd probably recognise it anyway.
Okay.
We'll have a talk about that.
I've got an idea about it as well.
Ooh, we'll have that discussion off air.
Good,
keep quiet. Shay says keep it quiet. Yes, there you go.
I intend to.
So, Shay,
go on, John.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's your week been? You probably asked me exactly the same question, but I got in first. So how's your week been?
Well, it's been good. I've, no falls or anything like that, the other week. But it's been fine. I've been sort of getting out a little bit of walking and everything.
So you ended up in a flower bed the other day, Ashley.
You did what, sorry?
You ended up in a flower bed.
In a flower bed, yeah.
Oh, dear. How'd that happen?
Oh, well, I was walking along and I fell over and John said to me, Shay, are you all right? And I said, yeah, and I was fine, but I was fine.
Yeah,
you were a bit muddy, possibly.
I was like, where are you, Shay?
Oh, there was mud everywhere.
Oh,
I could hear this. I could hear, I'm fine. I was like, yeah, but where are you, Shay?
Where are you? Help! Somewhere.
I know Christmas can be charming, but there's no need to go fall asleep in a flower bed, Shay.
Well, you know it's pantomime season, don't you?
No.
So you should have said, Shay, where are you? I'm over here.
In a flower bed.
That's it, yeah. So what have you been up to then, Ashley?
Working hard, preparing for Christmas, last-minute Christmas shopping. I got my Amazon ordering last night. It's all coming today, apparently.
Oh, there you go.
Got my Christmas wrapping paper, got some tags and all that stuff. Just ready for the big day.
Do you not buy all your wrapping paper and stuff in January in the sales at the end of January?
No. I got some cheap stuff the other day from Card Factory.
Okay.
Which is relatively cheap.
Oh, there you go. I've done most of my Christmas shopping. I think I've done it all. There may be something I've forgotten, but I'm in a position where I can go out and grab up last minute.
I'm still sending out Christmas cards. I haven't sent those out yet.
Okay.
They're going to get into the post tomorrow.
You're getting as bad as me. I've got to remember to post the Christmas cards.
They'll still be sitting on your mantelpiece in February.
Yes, as long as you don't leave them in the flower bed, of course.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get that done, make sure, because it's only a week to go.
Yeah, do you know what I find though, Shay? I write Christmas cards, and then I think, I'm going to see that person, and then for whatever reason I don't see them, and I end up walking about with, like, a bag of Christmas cards well into the new year.
Been there, done that, got the T-shirts.
And then you end up bumping into the middle of January and going, here's your Christmas card. It's like,
so it's late.
Straight in the recycling bin. There you go.
So Simon did a good weather bulletin earlier.
He did. Apparently there's a 25% chance of a white Christmas, we discovered this morning, according to Simon.
Well, that's gone down from 30% last time.
Well, yeah. So there you go.
He did, yeah.
It doesn't feel cold enough.
I saw Simon the other day. So good to see him.
Yeah, I was reading speaking about the weather.
Yeah,
I just want to mention this.
Okay,
I was reading a very interesting thing online about the weather and the chances of snow.
Yeah.
And which parts of the country get most likely to get the snow. Now, apparently, the south and east are more likely to get it because historically we've been getting more snow, and because of the climate change, it's the chances of getting white snow on the day are higher as we go along. But also, of course, not forgetting that up north and Scotland are the most likeliest to get the snow this year.
Of course. It's always colder up north. So, okay. Well, we'll see what happens and we'll find out on Christmas Day. It only takes one snow, isn't it, to fall on, like, the Met Office.
One flake,
and it's a white Christmas. So, isn't that to be, like, settled or anything?
So, we could have some sleet The flake, that's it.
Yeah.
White snow.
It's a white Christmas.
One flake and that's it, really.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll be looking out the window of interest on Christmas morning. Not the whole day, because that's not how you spend Christmas.
No.
Oh, is that snow? That's rain. Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway. So, the week leading up to Christmas then, 1 week today, are you going to be out and about doing stuff, Christmassy stuff this next week?
Today I'm going to go and have a Christmas dinner down at the Rogers pub.
Is that basically the same as a Sunday lunch, but they're calling it Christmas dinner?
Sunday lunch today, yeah. So that'll be roast turkey.
Of course, turkey.
Ooh, nice.
A little bit of roast beef, roast parsnips, everything.
Oh, do you know what? One day I'm going to probably just turn up and have Christmas.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, are you now?
I might have to turn up and just, you know, come and have Chris. Can I have a Sunday lunch?
You're going to turn up after the show. I can see it happening.
It's tempting. It's very tempting. Every week you'll be like, oh, turkey, beef. I'm like, yeah. We should call it a production meeting, you know, down the pub on a Sunday.
Down at Weatherspoons, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Yeah.
You never know. Yeah, well, it's been always good to talk to you, Shay, getting you on, getting the updates, find out what you've been up to throughout the whole year. Every Sunday, it's been good. So, I wish you Merry Christmas. I'm sure we'll speak again very soon.
We talk regularly.
We do, but would you like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas listening to Radio Woking this morning?
I certainly would. I would like to wish everybody a Happy Christmas and, you know, Happy New Year, and hope things come true for the new year. It'd be good. You know, it's going to be... You know, hope everything will work out for everybody.
Yeah, do you know, there's one thing to say, I think. I hope you have, this is a very tenuous link. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas time, which means I can play some Paul McCartney now.
Are you really?
Yeah. Wonderful. Yes, wonderful Christmas time.
Wonderful Christmas time. It's a great track.
Great, isn't it? Yeah. I'm glad you approved, producer Shay. Have a lovely Christmas. We'll speak again very soon.
And I will do. All right, then, John. All right,
Andy,
take care. And you, take care.
Bye.
Now.
Bye.
Bye.